So Darren, another home fixture. Is it good to have two home ones in a row so early on?
I'll tell you after Friday night. Look, it's always nice to play in front of the supporters at Finn Park, so we have to look forward to the game. After the positive result last week at home to Cork, we now have to approach the Athlone game in the same manner, and hopefully the fans come out again in their number. It was a magnificent turnout last week considering how bad an evening it was, so hopefully the weather stays dry and we're able to get another, you know, big crowd at home, and hopefully the players are able to respond to that and put in a similar type of performance.
Now, last season you had a few tussles with Athlone that didn't exactly go the right way. They had their best performances against Harps. What do you know of the current Athlone side? Has it changed a lot?
It's changed a wee bit, but they're very similar. They've obviously brought in Dean Ebbe. So I know Dean from his time at Crusaders. They still have the big lad Ibrahim on the left-hand side. They're still very similar to what they were like last year. I genuinely thought that last year Athlone was the best team we played. Outside the Galway and Waterford, I thought Athlone were big, they were powerful, they were strong, they were direct. I remember the two occasions we went there, we were 3-0 down and 4-0 down, and very quickly, both games were put to bed. Even at Finn Park, I think they beat us 4-0 at Finn Park last year as well. So it's definitely been a fixture last year where we found it difficult. Look, thankfully the last home game of the season we were able to turn them over ourselves, but at that stage they're probably getting ready for playoffs and stuff like that. So it's going to be another difficult game. Again, you probably sound at times like a broken record, because all games in the First Division this year are going to be difficult. I don't think there's any freebies. I've said that right from day one. We just have to prepare ourselves the way we have been all pre-season and the start of the season, and just go out and try and give a good account of ourselves.
A lot of positives to take from the Cork game. In terms of your team selection, are you likely to tinker about much?
Again, it'll just be to see how everyone's got through this week, and then we obviously then move into the Athlone game and take a look at it and see if there's areas that we feel that we can, you know, maybe exploit, and then obviously look at their strengths and try and stop them from causing us problems. On the injury front, delighted to have Sean O'Donnell back among the playing squad last week. But look, slowly but surely we're getting a few off the treatment table, and that's pleasing, because that makes my job slightly harder, because it increases competition, and as a manager that's what you want.
Yeah. Well, speaking of increased competition, you've three goalkeepers, so they're all going to be keeping each other on their toes, a couple of younger ones as well.
Yes, I think the goalkeeping area was one where I had to just look at Oisin Cooney's international commitments. He's away four times with Ireland's under-18 schoolboys team. He's away this Thursday, him and Dara Coyle and young James McKenna are away. The three players are all representing Ireland on Thursday evening against Northern Ireland down at Athlone. So look, it's brilliant for the football club to get that exposure, and it's brilliant for the young players, but it then left me in a situation where you only had Tim, and then it's very, very difficult because you're going younger again. So the majority of teams in the League of Ireland and the majority of teams in the Irish League have three goalkeepers, so it's nothing new, and it's again, it was an area where I wanted to bring in a bit more competition, because I have said that I'm very happy defensively, midfield and attack with the options that I do have, and I was happy with the options that I had in the goalkeeping department, but I just wanted to add a bit of competition, and Conor Walsh will certainly do that.
Yeah. And he played, was it 6 games in the Premier last year?
Yes, and he's played. Again, we only have him to the summer. You know, I'd like to thank John Russell at Sligo for helping me out in that. You know, Connor's been across the water to a few clubs as well on trial, and as you say, he played 6, maybe 7 games for Sligo Rovers in the Premier Division last season, so he's trained this week. He's fitted well into the group, and again, for me, what I've tried to do this year is sign players with a really good character that are going to fit into the group, and every player that I've been able to get in the door has that really good character. Connor being the last one, right back to the first one and being success. So it's important to me that, yes, you want the best players and you want players with technically good ability, but for me, you want players with good character, and you want them to be able to fit into your group, and all the players that have been able to get through the door at Finn Park this year certainly tick them boxes.
And finally, no doubt you'd like to make Finn Park a real fortress again, and hopefully that'll start with a victory over Athlone.
Yeah, look, again, it was something I've spoke about. We need to improve our home form. Obviously, our first home game was against Cork. Obviously, everyone's favourites to win the league, and we put in a really good performance. Now, what the challenge is to the players is to back up that performance. And as I say, hopefully, the Finn Park faithful seen a team that is committed and a team that wants to play on the front foot and a team that is brave and a team that, when they need to defend, can defend. So I'm quite hopeful that, you know, we can kick on this season. But again, that'll be down to the players and how they approach each game. I'll certainly have them ready along with the rest of my staff. They'll get all the information that they need. But once they cross that white line, it's about how they apply themselves. To be fair to them, in the first two games of the season, they haven't played themselves very well. Long may that continue.